Ewald van Liemt met het radionieuws. De politie heeft 3 sociale media-accounts gesloten waarin persoonsgegevens van Iraniërs in Nederland werden gedeeld. Dat gebeurde na een aantal aangiftes en meldingen van doxing dat sinds 2024 strafbaar is. Op de social media-accounts stonden onder meer de namen en foto's van leden van de Iraanse gemeenschap. Er is nog niemand aangehouden, wel is 1 verdachte in beeld bij de politie. De actie volgt op wekenlange protesten in Iran tegen het regime waarbij duizenden mensen omkwamen. Het aantal goedgekeurde nareizigers naar Nederland stijgt flink, terwijl er nog 53.000 familieleden in het buitenland wachten op goedkeuring. Vorig jaar keurde de IND zo'n 22.400 aanvragen goed, vooral van Syrische familieleden van al erkende vluchtelingen. Nieuwe wetten moeten de regels voor gezinshereniging aanscherpen met wachttijden, inkomenseisen en beperkingen voor ongehuwde partners en meerderjarige kinderen. Andere EU-landen zijn nog strenger. Oostenrijk behandelt helemaal geen nareisverzoeken. De Verenigde Staten hebben voor het 2e jaar op rij hun contributie van 3,6 miljoen dollar aan het antidopingbureau WADA ingehouden. Volgens WADA blijft de organisatie ondanks het bedrag financieel gezond. De VS wil eerst een onafhankelijk onderzoek naar de manier waarop WADA een dopingzaak van 23 Chinese zwemmers heeft afgehandeld. Die sporters mochten kort voor de Olympische Spelen van 2021 in Tokio gewoon meedoen, ondanks dat ze positief hadden getest. Mogelijk kregen ze de verboden stoffen via besmet voedsel binnen. En in het Duitse Dormagen is een 12-jarig kind verdacht van het doodsteken van de 14-jarige jongen Jozef. Zijn lichaam werd op 28 januari rond 5 uur 's middags gevonden in een meer. Hij had meerdere steek- en snijwonden. De verdachte wordt niet strafrechtelijk vervolgd omdat hij jonger is dan 14. Onderzoekers kwamen de verdachte op het spoor via data van Jozefs mobiele telefoon. Er zijn geen aanwijzingen voor een racistisch of extreemrechts motief. De Eritrese jongen woonde al een jaar of 8 in Duitsland. Het weer vanavond en vannacht af en toe regen en in het noorden en midden 's nachts op veel plaatsen mist bij 1 tot 6 graden en een zwakke tot matige zuidelijke wind. Morgen is het overdag droog met wat zon bij 3 tot 11 graden. Tot zover het radionieuws.
Hardlopen? Pluto Sport. Schoenen, kleding en accessoires? Pluto Sport. Essex, Nike en Brooks? Pluto Sport. Pluto Sport, dat is makkelijk scoren.
Dit is Lansingerland FM. De beste mix van lokaal nieuws, cultuur en de lekkerste muziek. Adverteren bij RTV Lansingerland. Op tv, de radio of op de website, dat kan. Wekelijks bereiken wij Lansingerland met onze programma's. Meer informatie? Neem contact op via reclame@rtvlansingerland.nl.
Hell of a ride.
You will never feel the same again.
Transform your state of mind. It's time for trance, so wake up, dance.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Time for Trance. My name is Charlie Two-Face. In the studio tonight, a guy who started back in 2018 with his Orbite alias to play melodic techno, progressive and trance. Since last year, he made the transition to the DJ he is now, bringing energy, happy, bouncy, groovy, euphoric music. He brings you trance classics, hard house, eurodance, old school techno sounds, or whatever it is that you want to call it. Our guest of tonight, Frogger.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Good to have you.
I really, really love this studio. It's really small, but it has green.
Uh-huh.
I love green,
Frogger.
So it's really cool.
Frogger,
yeah.
Green. Indeed. Looking forward to your set.
Yeah, it's going to be, if I can already say about it something, like it's going to be like a little, just a little of, well, what I played in London 2-3 weeks ago. And a lot of like freestyling, I think.
I'm gonna ask you some tough questions later.
I'm prepared for that.
But let's listen to Han a little bit first.
Sure.
Too hard, too tight, too late, too late, too late, stand the chance. feel how fast my heartbeat is when you I can heal and spin beneath your embrace. We're in the flow of the dance. I will let you control me even more. You can know me, spin me in your embrace. We're in the flow of the dance, the flow of the dance.
So much uplifting. I don't think I can handle some more. Can you, Mr. Frogger?
I actually play 145 all the time, so this is just a little mild for me.
Same. So about a year ago, you started Frogger.
Yes.
What made you decide to leave Orbite as it is and focus more on Frogger?
I think, well, Frogger was like, I started exploring this type of music like on ADE 2024. It was like really upcoming. The old school trance was coming back for some reason, and I loved it. I was like, oh shit, this is something that when I was like 14 or 12 years old, like already the type of music like Eurodance was, we were listening to that with my friends, and I was like, oh, that's cool, that's like similar. And I think Orbite was like, it was all round, and that was also part of being Orbite, but in the end I didn't feel like original in that way. So I felt more connection with Frogger in that way afterwards. So.
And who inspires you to play this certain type of music?
There's a bunch. I think the guys from Super Strings are really doing cool. I love them. But also, well, basically the old school guys, like how Ferry started, how Armin started. Tiesto, he's actually coming back right now, which is really cool.
I think it's really cool,
but his old work, I loved it mostly. So yeah, like a bunch of guys, to be honest.
And a little birdie told me you were working on your first release producer-wise. It's going to be a good a collab with good friend of the show, Izzy.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about that?
So we started connecting about studio session a while back. And actually we got in the studio around November 2025, and well, like we actually have like really different types of sounds. So it was really cool to see what could we combine with this. So we basically, we made something really cool. I'm not gonna not going to play it today because we want to keep it available for the label. So if you want to sign it, but yeah,
Armin, if you're listening,
yeah, you know, but yeah, it's really two different things combined, and for us it works really well.
I heard a little bit.
Cool.
Yeah.
I hope you love it. You love it?
It is. Yeah, of course.
Perfect.
Of course.
What the first like here.
And can we expect more Frogger productions in the future or collab productions maybe?
Yeah, I have to give a big shout out to Izzy for teaching me a lot about production. Production, I knew a little bit, the little bits about it, like the beginner stuff. I really have to get myself towards it sometimes, but I definitely look forward in trying new stuff out. And yeah, this was only beginning, and to be honest, Izzy taught me a lot, so I have to give the most credits on this track to her. But yeah, we definitely,
if you get productions, put us on the promo list, please.
I will.
Frogger had already a couple of gigs, even in the UK with Fusion in London, mm-hmm. here in the Netherlands with ADE. Do you have a dream or goal to play at a certain country or festival?
Festival-wise, I would say ASOT. I think, that's something on my list since I started listening to trance music. I think country-wise, I really love South America and just in general. Like, the people that go partying there, they're crazy. They're partying.
Argentina is actually the most saying country that DJs actually want to play because of the people there.
Still, but also Colombia. Crazy people with crazy parties, which is positively meant, mm-hmm. And Brazil, they love this type of stuff. I think now you see, I think I have a friend in Brazil, and now you see a lot more guys like Ben Wall, Odimel playing there, mm-hmm. Ben Gold is playing there for Carnival or something, also one of the guys I'm looking really up to, mm-hmm. So yeah, like it's going everywhere right now, so I really love to go there sometime.
And if you have your own festival, which five DJs would you What play there beside yourself?
Well, definitely I would love to do a face-to-face.
With?
I would love to do a Super Strings face-to-face.
Then
Frogger.
You have five DJs, then you're done.
Yeah, but five versus one, that's cool. Yeah. But otherwise, I would definitely invite Super Strings over. Love Struck, really cool.
Mm-hmm. That's a name that you don't hear often, actually.
No, he's I love his work. Uh-huh. I don't know, like, you wouldn't hear a lot about him, but I love his work. I would also, I think, Funk Tribu. Mm-hmm. He's really, under the younger generation, more popular right now. We already got three, right? Yeah. I think if I want to bring one of the old school guys with us, Ferry. Mm-hmm. And, I would say Armin classic set only, your vinyl set. Because it's going to be about classic trance and
awesome lineup. Awesome lineup. Last question for now.
Yeah.
Where can we see you play in the near future?
It's actually funny because I didn't really fully announce this, but I'm going to play alongside Ruben Durand in for Fusion again in London on April 11th in
Again
A Club.
Overseas. Wow.
Again overseas. Yeah. The people in London, I love them. They're like so energetic and they love the music, so I love their crowd and their vibes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Or not yet?
Not yet. We're still figuring stuff out.
Guys, book him. Please. So I'm going to be back a little later with some tough choices for you.
Okay, cool.
Let's get back to the music first for a little
bit. Sure thing.
the vast tapestry of existence, by immersing ourselves in the present moment, we begin to synchronize our vibrational frequency with the universe's creative forces. Communication with the universe involves not just the articulation of desires, but the embodiment of those desires in the now. Continuing our quest to understand, we reach the crucial step of expanding your consciousness.
So before we hit to your set, I've got some tough choices for you.
Let them come.
Club or festival?
I think it depends on the season, but if I have to choose, it's club.
Only going to the Canary Islands or never again?
Like no other traveling?
Nope.
I think then never again because I saw most of it already.
UK gig or NL gig?
From my experience, UK gig.
Dream gig or dream track?
Dream gig.
Being a DJ or being a producer?
DJ.
More gigs or more likes on social media?
More gigs.
More gigs or your first track played by Armin Chesto Superstrings?
The latter, I think, yeah.
More gigs or more own tracks?
I think more gigs. I love playing so much.
More plays on SoundCloud or more likes on social media?
More plays on SoundCloud because then people actually see what I do.
And the last one, ASOT or Luminosity Beach Festival?
Well, we actually said this already off the record, but they both have their own charms. The one
but
is indoor.
You have to choose.
One is indoor, one is outdoor. I think I'll go for ASOT because of the cool effects and the stages and all that stuff. Yeah.
And do you want to do like the ASOT gig or like the ASOT studio gig?
Oh, both. Yeah. But if I really have to choose, then I think it's the festival.
So stay tuned for Mr. Frogger, because the second hour is going to do the guest picks.
Into my little world, painful to me, pierced right through me. Can't you understand, oh my little girl? All I wanted, all I needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary, big and all into we'll be right back.
This was the track of Pink Hue and That Girl, Way Up High, out today on Chasing Dreams. So we're on the final minutes of Han Beukers, and on the second hour we're gonna listen to the guest mix of Frogger. Stay tuned!